Welcome to Chamber Chat, a monthly look at the Northfield business community, sponsored by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Today's guest is Dave Neuger, the founder of the communications and public relations company that bears his name. And here's your host, the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Peterson.
For 20 years, Neuger has been a cornerstone of the Northfield business community. Dave Neuger and his team have fostered a reputation for the highest quality work, the highest quality customer service, and a philosophy of corporate responsibility that is as remarkable as it is considerate. With 17 employees and offices in both Northfield and Minneapolis, Dave and his company will help their clients with anything that helps them tell their story. This can range from media relations to social media strategies to collateral material design to trade show work. Throughout the area, Neuger has been known as a company that gives back. Dave said it goes back to something he learned from his father. He said, "Volunteerism is the tax you pay for the space you occupy on this planet." He taught me to value every person you meet, from the person who shines your shoes to the CEO next door. Everyone has something to add to this world. He also taught me to have an empathetic approach to whatever you do. The company's success has led to a strong tradition of philanthropy and a well-earned reputation for kindness and generosity. They are generous with time, talent, and financial contributions and are involved with countless nonprofit groups and charitable events. In a town known for giving back, Neuger sets the bar. So today we're going to talk with Dave Neuger about his roots in the communications industry, his corporate philosophy, his incredible team, and the way they support the communities they call home. Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat this fine February 15th.
Is it a fine February 15th, Lisa?
It's cold.
It's cold, man. We were talking about this earlier this morning. We're over winter. We're done.
Yeah,
we're done. But
completely done.
You know, but you know, on a day like this, it's nice to be able to chat with a really cool human being like Dave Neuger.
Yes, welcome, Dave.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
I feel like we had to twist your arm a little bit to get in here. So thank you for joining us.
Yes. Well, I think I told you I'm much better behind the microphone than in front of it. So we'll see how this goes.
You'll be good.
You'll be very good.
Before we get into anything, is there anything going on with the chamber that we need to talk about first?
We have the Home and Garden Show coming up, and that is April 23rd. And that is at the Dundas Dome. Why couldn't I remember that for a second? It's going to be a great time. We are currently looking for businesses to come and have a booth, an expo. We want this to be our biggest, bestest. Is that a good word, Dave?
Besticulist.
show ever. So we want it to be for everyone, not just home and garden, but health and wellness consumer. So any business is welcome to come and exhibit and show the community what you do.
Can I just buy a booth and just say, hey, here I am, Rich Larson, and I'm just, you know, I just want to promote Rich Larson?
You definitely could.
Yeah, well, I do that already. I do it all the time.
So. You will be there, though, I think. KYMN usually has a booth.
Oh, KYMN is always there.
Yes.
Generally, so. I have to work at Imminent Brewing on Saturdays, but I might see if I can't take the day off.
Maybe you could just take an hour or two and come through the show.
Maybe.
Visit.
Maybe. Perhaps. I don't know. Dave, have you attended the, have you guys been a part of it, Dave?
We don't typically have a booth because it's not really our target audience. We have had clients who participate, and it's a great show.
Sure.
The Chamber does a really nice job with it.
Trade shows is one of the things that Neuger communicate, or no, it's just Neuger now. Neuger does, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
When you talk about trade show, okay, well, let's back up a little bit. I'm getting way ahead of myself here.
You are.
You're right, because should let Lisa do the talking. But, well, tell us a little bit, Dave, how is it that you came to start Neuger?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
And oh, we're going to be out of time after this.
After these messages.
You're right. I started 20 years ago now. Mm-hmm. I had come out of the field. I fell into the field originally. My father was the owner of a public relations firm in downtown Minneapolis. Spent my Saturdays trekking at his heel going down to work. Didn't really know what he did, but I figured it out over time and worked for him for a while. I actually, before this job and before working at St. Olaf, which I did for 5 years in between, I worked with him for 10 years. It was a great experience. I loved working with my father. I am very blessed to have gotten to pick working with him, because not everybody gets that opportunity. And we had a great experience together.
I worked for my dad for 10 years right out of college also. And it's, I didn't particularly enjoy the work, but the experience of spending that much time with my dad, I am so grateful for it now. You know, it's now that he's gone and everything else, it helped us really establish a great relationship that we never had before. So it's great. You know, I want to point out, Dave is my spiritual guide.
He's a guru.
Dave, oh, you just asked all kinds of people who would have respect for you.
Everybody's shutting their radios off. Just kidding.
Dave grew up in Edina, graduated from high school in Edina, went to St. Olaf College, married a St. Olaf girl, went off and did some other things, and came back to work and live and raise his family in Northfield. I grew up in Edina. Graduated from Edina High School, went to St. Olaf College, married a St. Olaf girl, went off to do a bunch of other things for a while, and came back to work and raise a family in Northfield. I do everything Dave did, except 8 to 10 years later.
I feel left out.
Although none
of those things.
I have yet to actually form the award-winning communications company that you have. So tell us a little bit about Neuger itself. What do you guys do?
We are a interdisciplinary communications company. So anything that helps a client tell their story, we get involved in. And we work to tell authentic stories for our clients. And it can be anything from financial services to not-for-profit to manufacturing. We pretty much are in any industry you can think of. And we've intentionally built the company that way because we believe in the cross-fertilization of ideas from one industry to the next.
Sure. And how many employees do you have?
Oh, my favorite question is actually how many people work for you?
Okay, I'm sorry. Dave, how many people work for you?
About half. It's not true. It's not true, but I like a good joke. So actually, there's 18 of us, including me, and the other 17 do everything they can to make up for me and do an awesome job. So we have 17 really dedicated employees that are really sharp and do a great job.
Yeah, I know a few of those people too. Yeah. They are incredibly sharp people. You've got offices in Northfield and Minneapolis. How many people do you have in the Minneapolis office?
Well, we all interchange.
Oh,
so,
you do. Okay.
So, but we have about half are based in Northfield and half are based in the North Loop of Minneapolis.
Okay. And then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and then we do have three people who are virtual. So we have one in Georgia, one in Michigan, and one on the North Shore in Grand Marais.
See, Neuger nationwide.
Yes, you're a national company.
I like the way you think.
It's communications right there.
Well, there it is.
PR.
There it is. So now you I mean, you will...
You're so excited you can't even form your thought.
We're in the presence of greatness here.
Please.
So social media, marketing campaigns, trade show work, collateral materials, you guys run the whole gamut. How do you find enough people with that's a relatively small staff? How do you do all that work?
Well, first of all, it seems huge now because we started that process with two people, really, and then two quickly thereafter. But we've used outside resources when we need to. Mm-hmm. We use fewer and fewer. I will confess to being a little bit of a control freak. Oh. So I'd rather have us have control over the work we do.
You're putting your name on it. I don't see why not.
Yeah, right?
So we probably... we probably do 95 to 98% of the work in-house still. So, and not everybody has the same skill set. So it's not like we hired people that do all of it. There are some people who specialize in web work. There are some graphic designers. There are some content developers. So we've niched it out, if you will, and then work together collaboratively as a team to pull it all together.
And you're able to do some really unique stuff. Like my friend Wendy Placco, who works is an employee of Nuger's. She's a filmmaker, and you guys take advantage of skills like that, don't you?
Yes, and Wendy is awesome. So
she is amazing.
She really is, and she's been with us a long time now.
Yeah,
I've lost track of the time, Wendy. Sorry, she's been with us a really long time. She's done great work. She is high energy. She is really creative. She's multi-talented. She started out as a web person for us, and has branched out from that into things like video. She is our director of sales. So
is she really?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Well, can I tell a quick story about Wendy on that? 3 years ago, we were looking to kind of beef up our new business development, and Wendy came to me, and Wendy's a little bit of an introvert, I'd say. Mm-hmm. She certainly, you wouldn't guess it to meet her, but she needs her time alone to recharge, and she said, I want to do this, and I would have never guessed that would be in her skill set or desire.
I'm sitting here and I'm surprised by the story.
She has been phenomenal. She has been terrific at the job. She has embraced it. Wendy is somebody who likes to take on new challenges and challenge herself to be a better person and a better professional. And she has embraced it, and we have thrived because of it. And quite frankly, she deserves a fair amount of credit. Not that the rest of the team doesn't as well, but for basically surviving 2020 and 2021, we actually rebounded from 2020, fully from where we had been the year before.
Oh, that's
and she
really
deserves
good.
A lot of credit for that.
How what did you guys have to do? What kind of evasive tactics did you have to deal with to get through the can we say get through the pandemic now?
I think you can. And like, what I want to know is, you had a business yourself that had to survive, but then you are helping multiple businesses get their messages out there and trying to help them survive. So how do you wrap your arms around all of that?
It was a challenging couple of years. I'm sick enough to like a challenge.
Right.
So
it wasn't let's not like it was do a, that challenge again.
It wasn't a, yeah, let's, I agree. Let's not do that challenge again. We've had to be nimble, and our clients have had to be nimble. The world has had to be nimble. Right. So if we hadn't been willing to look at those things, we basically had the, we were fortunate, on the consulting side of our business to be able to work virtually. So a lot of companies, you can't, we own Engage Print. They can't take them, put the printing press in their basement. No. So they had to work through it and have done a great job of working through it as well. So, but from the consulting side, we could work virtually and have, and quite frankly, there were several times along the path where we said, okay, we're going to go back next month, back meeting back into the office. Cause there is a value to being together. We kept pushing it off.
Right.
We're in the middle of pushing it off right now, to be honest. The most recent we've said is we're going to go back after the first quarter. So we're going to go back April 1st, and maybe April Fool's Day is a good day to go back. So we'll see. But there is a value to being together. And we've worked really hard. We use technology as best we can to stay connected, and it works relatively well. But there's nothing like this. There's, you know, we talked on the phone, Rich, before this.
Yep.
It's not the same as sitting across the desk from one another.
No,
it's and not. Talking with one
it's
another.
It's not. It's great.
Yeah.
Seeing faces is a huge thing that we've missed for the last couple of years. So I think we're coming out of it. The schools just announced, what, last night, that the masking mandates are coming off next week?
Last night, the school board approved the masks will be optional as of Monday, and they're going to stop contact tracing Friday afternoon.
Don't you feel like that's a huge, like...
Well, I
don't know.
I've said this I've said this quite a bit, but the Northfield School District, Dr. Hillman, Matt Hillman, who's the superintendent, has just been, he's been such a great civic leader throughout the pandemic.
Absolutely.
And I sort of use, because I trust the district and I trust Dr. Hillman, I sort of use the district and how they're acting as a barometer of where we are, right?
Yep, that's what I'm trying to,
And if the barometer is saying, okay, masks are optional, boy, I can feel my body just sort of relax a little bit when I hear that, too.
Yeah, anyway. It's going to feel normal, whatever that feels like.
what is the new normal? I mean, are you getting any pushback at all from any of your people? Like, I don't want to come back to the office. I feel like what I'm doing here is good work right out of my kitchen or whatever.
I don't know if I'd call it pushback because we've looked at it and we don't expect to go back exactly the way we were. So so when we are back in the office, we expect to be a hybrid model. People are set up now to be able to work really efficiently from their home too.
Yep.
So there's going to be a requirement that they're in the office probably 3 days a week. We're still sorting that out as a moving target, but probably 3 days a week, and two, they can work from their home or some other location.
Perfect.
I think that's one of the things that the world will learn is life changes, and that's not all bad. There's really good that
comes
out
of that.
Well,
the dogs of the world are super happy about the pandemic.
Right. Exactly, right?
Like, all their owners
people have been around all over the place, right?
Yeah, they're walking them all the time, and they're, like, petting them more.
Okay, we have to take a quick break, and then when we come back, Dave, we want to talk about the things that you do, Neuger does, in the community.
Thank you.
Tandem Bagels in downtown Northfield invites you to stop in and try one of their made-from-scratch bagels, soups, salads, or baked goods. Their unique sandwiches will delight your senses with fresh, local, and organic ingredients. At Tandem, they strive to leave a small carbon footprint by composting and recycling, as well as using solar energy and eco-friendly serving materials. While you are in, you can grab a cup of locally roasted coffee, which is always certified fair trade and organic. Tandem is proud to give back to the Northfield community and a proud sponsor of the KYMN Chamber Chat.
And we're back.
We are.
Thank you to Tandem Bagels.
I am currently drinking the coffee of the month, which is the Sweetheart Latte. And I'm holding it up like Vanna right now for Dave and Rich to see how beautiful it is.
Visuals on the radio. It's important.
Yes.
I am drinking the black coffee of every day from Tandem Bagels, and I enjoy it very much. And Dave would be drinking coffee if he drank coffee.
We learned something very shocking from the pre-interview.
Indeed.
And Dave does not drink coffee.
We're going to try to pin you down on this. Like, you're talking to two, like, people who would probably, like, you know, mainline coffee, would just hook up an IV and do
it.
What on earth? How do you do this?
How do you survive?
Well, I have two things. One, while I don't drink Tandem Bagels coffee, I do eat their donuts, which are wonderful. I'm just going to say, I'm a big fan of Tandem. But I can tell you, I had one experience with coffee drinking. I was a freshman in college. I was going to pull an all-nighter to study for a test. Mm-hmm. I grabbed a cup of coffee, my first one ever, sat down. I was actually writing a paper. That's what it was. I had several of the sheets next to me. Mm-hmm. I reached for the coffee, knocked it over, and had to start. And that was back in the day where it was a typewriter. So I started over. but at any rate, that was the only attempt at having coffee in my life, and I've never gone back to it.
I wouldn't either, I don't think, if it ruined my paper.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it didn't make you feel well or something, you took the wrong approach. But if it ate up your paper, then no.
Well, you probably noticed I got kind of a tick when you started talking about coffee. But
you're like, no.
I will say, I did tell Lisa earlier that my coffee is really just cold with a lot of sugar, and it's called Dr. Pepper.
There it is. I get it.
One of the greatest sodas ever created.
We all have our important wake-up vices. right. So, Neuger is well known in this community for its generosity. It's known to be a very kind company when it comes to folks in need around here and things that just need to be taken care of. And do you want to talk a little bit about the philanthropy that Neuger exhibits?
Sure, I would be glad to. I have to make one distinguishing comment first, which is there is Nougar me,
right,
and there's Nougar the company,
right,
and our philanthropy is about Nougar the company.
Right.
So it's a great, and I know that's a odd distinction to make, but that's what I get for naming the company after myself. I guess. But the reason I make that distinction is I mentioned 18 people. They are all committed to philanthropy. They're right. All committed both financially and with their time to give back to the community. And some are in Northfield. Mm-hmm. Some are in the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. Some are, I mentioned, around the country.
Right.
But everybody is committed to that philanthropic approach. And I will tell you, we just... and this is going to sound a little bit like bragging, so I'm sorry.
Do it.
But
mm-hmm. You deserve it.
The Minneapolis Chamber of Commerce just awarded Nougar as an honored Keystone company, which is one of three. There's a small, medium, and large. I tried to convince Lisa we were the large, but we were the small.
Smart for him.
We were the small company, and they honored us for two things, really. One is our philanthropic approach, and the other was for our diversity, equity, and inclusion initiative, which we've really gone hard after over the last couple of years.
Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. With the murder of George Floyd,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, and I can't tell you why, but that was a trigger for me.
I think it was a trigger for a lot of
trigger
people.
Might be the wrong word.
Yeah. It affected, though,
yes,
lot of people.
And the fact of the matter is, I'm a little embarrassed it took that, because it's not like it's new. But for whatever reason, that served as the mechanism to change our paradigm and our thinking.
Interesting.
And one of the things we've taken on since then, and we've done a lot of homework in terms of looking at what should we do, what can we do, and still run a viable company, in terms of, in other words, we can't just set down all our work and only focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Right.
We have to find a way to balance those things. And the way we've done it is we've been really intentional as a team. One of the things I've taken on is it's not enough to not be racist, which I've always said. I don't think I'm a racist, but you have to be anti-racist. You have to be specifically anti-racist in what you do, and the numbers of things that are systemically racist. So even though I say I'm not a racist, I probably am, and not probably, I am in ways that I would not see, I would not want to be.
Right.
I don't like being labeled that, and I think that's one of the problems. But I think one of the things we've done a good job of is we've brought on the table. We had one person of color for years and years and years, and over the last year, we now have, I believe it's 5 out of 18.
That's great.
Our people of color. Now, we had some turnover, so we had opportunities to fill roles, but it's not like we did anything different other than broaden our net. We didn't have to lower our standards. We didn't have to. We've got great people who have come through to join us, and they've been a great addition to our team. So, but the other thing it did is 2 years ago, before we started this initiative, we didn't get people coming through the door, but if we had, I wouldn't have asked anything about race. I wouldn't have brought it up. I would have avoided it like the plague. And in the last 2 years, we've taken on some consultants to help us work through how we want to deal with it, how we should deal with it. And one of them was to give us permission to bring it up.
Interesting.
And to give permission to sometimes step in it. Sometimes we're going to say the wrong thing.
Right.
But you apologize for those times and you move on. So it's been very empowering, I think, for everybody, not just me, not just the next person in line, but all 18 of us have been empowered, and we're still in the process. It's definitely a work in progress.
Right. Well, I think when it comes to race, I mean, we're all, I think most of us are a work in progress. I mean, especially those of us who are of a certain age, who are white, who have benefited from the just the way society's been set up, you know. But it's got to be kind of cool to get different viewpoints and different voices now into that company.
It actually easily makes us a better company.
Yeah,
easily. I mean, I don't. Again, I'm a little embarrassed that I'm a slow learner. Yeah. There's no way I should have been probably 63 when that started. So I feel bad about that, but I also can't go back and change the past. I can only look to the future.
Yeah, no, I am. And I think, I apologize, I think this is a Dr. King quote, I'm not 100% sure, but it's not the fact that you got to that point is the important part. Whatever was in the past is in the past. You're here now. So anyway,
I think it's just really empowering for a staff to be able to have those conversations in a safe place with each other and just learn from each other's different viewpoints. And then having your staff be so diverse, not only in race, but also in geographic location, that has to really help your team and help just everything you guys do.
Well, and I think you bring up a really good point. Diversity is much more than just ethnic diversity or race. It's all parts of diversity, and we're trying to embrace that. And quite frankly, it's hard work. We have invested time. When I say we, 18 people have invested time in making that happen, in making sure that we're willing to have open, honest, respectful discussions on all issues relative to diversity.
Because it's a tough subject. I mean, if it was easy, we would all just, you know, none of this last 2 years would have happened.
Exactly.
And I think one of the things that, I mean, as a white woman in my 40s, I worry about saying the wrong thing. You know, like, I don't feel like I'm racist, but I know that I have that systemic racism,
right?
You know, and I'm trying to overcome that, but just feeling like the door is opened that I can say the wrong thing but learn what is appropriate, what I need to say. And I think that's such a huge piece of this. Well, and it's such a long process.
Right.
I mean, because this is stuff that's been ingrained in us before we were even born.
Right. You get 40 plus years on the planet, and there's a lot to work through after that. So it's walking some of that back is difficult.
But it's exciting to see, like, that. I mean, I hate that it took such a horrific event for this to be in the forefront.
Right.
But it's exciting to see the momentum that this has gotten.
Absolutely.
And that we're all kind of thinking on the same page and really trying to better ourselves as a humanity.
Right, right. Yeah.
There's my broad view for today.
Well, you know what?
I'm leaving.
That feels
George
like
Costanza. Thank you.
Lisa's mic drop. Yeah.
Just kidding.
That does feel like a pretty good point to wrap up on.
It does. Yeah. It's already 9:30.
See, David just flew by.
It did fly by. Thank you for having me.
I think it's so funny. Every time we have this show, and it's been less than a year, but every guest is always so worried they're not going to be able to talk enough.
Right.
And we just always have such good conversation.
Yeah. Also, you and I kind of suck the oxygen right out of the room.
A little bit, sometimes.
I was going to say, I knew I could talk enough. It's what came out of my mouth and how intelligent it was. That was the issue.
You're quite intelligent. Yeah. So, Dave, I'm going to just tell, you are my landlord of the Chamber Building. And one of the things that I think is so awesome about having you as my landlord is that, one, I can just walk my check right over. Like, that's been super easy. And two, our building, we occupy the main floor. We have space downstairs for storage that you graciously let us use. And then upstairs, you have like this big giant room filled with jammies. And it's just like the sweetest thing that these people come in every year for Christmas sharing or for Operation Joy, excuse me, they change their name. Yeah. And they get, this is where they store the jammies.
That's
and
great.
It's just like, it makes my heart feel good to know that there's all these like, these things upstairs for me that like little children are going to be wearing and just feeling cuddly and snuggly. And I just think that's really nice.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that, because I think people were starting to think it was my jammies.
Dave loves his jammies. Yeah, right.
But Operation Joy is a phenomenal thing. And the fact that we can do a little thing by like provide space for storage is an easy thing for us to do. They're
right.
A great group of people that does wonderful work in our community.
Yeah, CAC is just a great organization.
Yeah.
They are.
Now, here's the question, though. Do you know that there's a ghost in Lisa's building also?
She just told me last week, actually.
Can you do something about that?
We'll see.
Okay.
he knows that I'm cold, or he or she knows that I'm cold, because let me just explain. So the ghost is turning the heat up all the way. So we've come back to the chamber after a weekend, and the heat has been up all the way to 90. I'm not turning it up. Nobody's been in the building.
This makes perfect sense to me. The ghost sees the jammies upstairs. It does, these humans are cold.
We need warm and snuggly. Yes. The ghost must know me very well.
Clearly. All right, Dave Neuger, thank you so much. Your Highness, Your Majesty, your Worship, thank you for joining us once again. And we'll be back next month, probably, in fact, it's because it's February, the same date, March 15th, with another exciting edition.
Very exciting.
Of Chamber Chat.
Thanks, you. Folks.
Thank you.
This has been Chamber Chat with Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President Lisa Peterson. Tune in every third Tuesday at 9 a.m. for another conversation with one of Northfield's business leaders right here on AM 1080 and FM 95.1, The One. I was driving.